This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. Once again, we are here on the live Sunday edition of the program. Open phones, as it always is, with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
All right, well, of course, there's coronavirus in the news. I know you guys actually seem to do a... You did a good job trying to find stories that weren't coronavirus.
It was rough, tonight. Man.
I mean, you could debate that, because if this is just, as people like to say, the cover-up for something else, then anything else you bring in is just revealing the cover-up, right?
Well, I mean, it's going to be hard to avoid this particular topic, especially because there's some pretty big headlines that I didn't get a chance to cover last night about this. One of them is the Justice Department basically looking to gut the Constitution even further and just show their true colors all out on display.
For the safety of all Americans.
That's the claim, and we'll tell you what they've got planned here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Melanie, you and I just got back from an event that was probably not likely to violate the New Hampshire 50-person no-gathering demand by the governor.
We know that it didn't, because that's not really a vague standard.
What do you mean?
You said it's not likely to have violated.
Well, it wasn't likely to have, meaning that I wasn't expecting there to be more than 50 people attending.
I don't think we could have. No. Anyway.
I was hoping there would have been. I didn't attend because I wasn't sure what was going on and no one got...
The venue's too small. It's not actually designed for 50 people to be in there, but I had announced it and said if we hit 51 people, there'd be a special prize for whoever, maybe the whole room or maybe just the 51st person to walk in. But, you know, knowing that it wasn't likely to occur, however... And by the way, we're talking about these ridiculous arbitrary restrictions at various different states. Legislators or governors have
mostly governors
down.
At this point, right?
Yes,
it's like
governors.
Emergency diktats handed down from the authorities.
So-called executive
orders.
You never
know how far up they were handed down from.
Sure.
Either.
Where's this actually being written?
You mean
where's this coming from?
From the feds or
the Illuminati or the Bilderbergs?
Well, if that were the case, there'd be more uniformity to it, right?
Yeah. No, not necessarily. Because because if I know I can get away with a whole lot more in California and New York than I can get away with in New Hampshire,
okay.
I'm not going to give that power up in California and New York, and I don't necessarily want civil unrest in New Hampshire. So I'm going to do what I know I can do.
Well, plus if they were all the same, then somebody would figure out that there was some other source.
But
it was all identical.
Does anybody care to stop it, though? Right? This is the one thing that I really enjoy about being in New Hampshire now. Mm-hmm. Right, is every place else people are cheering on the state, right? Like, yes, lock them out, close the borders. We don't want people coming in. And New Hampshire's like, yeah, we're just going to file a lawsuit and tell the governor it's unconstitutional.
Which failed.
Right. But at least someone tried.
At least someone tried.
At least there was some pushback, right? I moved to the Free State Project and the Freedom Migration, right, for this purpose, to protest this type of nonsense.
Right. So, me too. And I don't like being told what to do. I don't believe the government. So when the government people are telling me that my life is in jeopardy, I don't believe them.
They didn't even technically say that. They just kind of really, really tried to make it sound that way.
Well, I mean, they certainly want you to be afraid of coronavirus. There's a lot of fear out there. The media is peddling that fear as hard and, as deep as they possibly can. They want people to be afraid. They want you to tune in for another segment of the news past the commercials so you can see all their advertisers. That's what this is, all about. The government, of course, wants you to be afraid, so you will accept their total diktats and their total rule over your life, telling you that you can't go to work anymore, telling you that you can't go out and see other people anymore, that if you do go out, that you have to stay 6 feet away, as they have now demanded in the state of New Jersey. As of last night, New Jersey going into 24-hour lockdown mode, including banning people from being closer than 6 feet.
And no matter how it turns out, they're going to declare victory. Right.
Sure.
If there's not one more single case, they will say it's because we quarantined everybody. And if the cases mount even further, they're going to
they'll just say it would have been worse.
It would have been worse, and they're going to crack down even further. right?
Right.
The 24-hour New Jersey thing will be nationwide at that point.
Well, it's also California. It's also New York. It's also Illinois. Now, I don't know if other states have joined yet. I suspect they will eventually. I heard that Denver, the city of Denver, has put in a lockdown status as well. If you want to update us on how, you know, what's going on where you are, you're welcome to join in. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But we got together today. Richie, you would have come, but you didn't know where it was.
Right. And that was part of it.
Yeah. And so, but maybe you're going to come next week. And
yes.
So we got together. We had a Bitcoin meetup / libertarian social meetup. Normally we have our libertarian social gathering on Sunday evenings right before the show. And so we
and
had
the
to
Bitcoin
move.
Meetup is usually before the regular social gathering.
A little bit.
So I heard about the Bitcoin meetup.
Yeah.
I don't usually attend that one, which is why I was like,
we just had it all at the same time today.
Okay.
Because,
that's
you know, everybody wanted to talk about coronavirus. And
really?
Captain Kickass brought coronas with him, by the way. So we had actual coronas with limes and everything, like the real deal. And then Lord Porcupine showed up from the Discord chat room. He also brought a box of Coronas, didn't know that Captain Kickass was going to be doing that. So we had ourselves a nice little Corona party. We had 16 people attend, which would have been illegal in a lot of states. So like Wisconsin and a bunch of other states, you can't have more than 10 people gathering. Here in New Hampshire, the governor set the limit at 50. So we weren't able to crack that one. But the good news was I kind of expected there was a chance that, like, Keene police would be positioned across the street with, like, a pair of binoculars.
Okay.
You know, watching the front door to count how
checking
many people
the parking lot.
Are
maybe
going
they,
in.
Maybe, it was
the
op- maybe they just didn't want to deal with us, and that's why New Hampshire did 50. Like, all right, I think these people can get 10 people. So we're not going to do 10 like everybody
right.
else. I don't think they can get 50.
We know only
like
10 to 12 show up at their regular gathering.
Right, right. And so, you know, that may have been a factor. I don't know.
I mean,
you know,
probably.
They arbitrarily make these decisions. What are their, you know, their rationale for doing these things? But if you want to jump in, like I said, 855-450-FREE. So we had a nice time. It was nice to actually, like, be around people. I mean, I'm not the most social of animals. Like, I'm more social now than I was when I lived in Florida because of all the activist things that we can do and we can get together with people who are like-minded. But I do appreciate, you know, being around other folks. And when you are not, it's not cool. Like, it's torture for people. Like, when you talk about social... or when you talk about solitary confinement.
It's considered a human rights violation everywhere other than the U.S.
It's considered torture. That's the violation of the person's rights, is that you've distanced them from social interaction, and they don't have anyone they can interact with for 24 hours. Out of 24 hours, they might let them out of the cell to walk around an empty cell block 1 hour a day, and then there's somebody that delivers their meal through a slot, you know, 3 times a day. Otherwise, that's the only contact they get with a human being. And that is considered to be torture. And I think that what we've got going on here is a very scary situation where people are being told that the new normal is this social distancing,
yep.
which means you cannot get closer than 6 feet to another human being wherever possible, was what the New Jersey governor's order said. So it did leave a little leeway for, like, if you're walking down a sidewalk, you know, you're not expected to run out into traffic to try to get away from the person on the other side of the sidewalk. So there was a little bit of leeway in that
and
statement.
I think they're leaving grocery stores open. So, like, are these lines going to look really weird, like one person every
six feet
in line?
Yeah. Well, that's what they wanted at the post office. I was in the post office this week, and there's a sign up encouraging people to stay 6 feet away from the person in line in front of you.
I don't think most people have a working concept of how far 6 feet is.
I think they do, because a woman stepped away when I kind of got into line. She thought I was too close. And I wasn't purposefully trying to get close to her or anything like that.
So here's the bizarre thing with that, right? Everyone wants to be 6 feet away. Mm-hmm. Businesses are cutting hours. The bank that I would normally go to make my business deposit compress their hours to, like, the middle of the day.
Are they even letting people in? Because at most banks, it's drive-through only now.
I don't know. They might be drive-through only, but the hours are compressed. Like, I went to Best Buy to buy a video game. The hours are compressed, right? The grocery stores, supermarkets, hours are compressed.
Yep. Walmart's no longer 24-hour.
Right. So, but what that means is everyone who would ordinarily shop there now has to show up in
at
these
the
compressed hours.
So there's more people.
So there's more people there at any given time.
Yep. If you want to join us here, 855 450 free. So my concern here is that if this becomes protracted, and that's what some people are saying, you know, some of the government goons are claiming this could be months long. 18 months has been bandied about. That's going to change how people behave, and it's going to distance people from one another, and I think that's a real problem.
Yep.
And I'm really concerned for what that's going to mean for the future of humanity. If you want to jump in, 855 450 free. What's the Justice Department want out of all this? Well, more power, of course, we'll tell you.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our DinoVite onto the food, then squirting the liquid chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
DinoVite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my DinoVite at DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.com. www.lrn.fm. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there, and they are there pretty much around the clock, so head on over there. Whenever you feel like talking to other people that care about freedom, or a bunch of trolls, because there's a lot of trolls in the Discord as well.
That can be fun in Discord.
Yeah, they are
online,
fun.
That's okay.
They are fun. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
We're talking about, of course, the madness surrounding this coronavirus, which is, in my opinion, again, way overblown. And, of course, the response is what's going to do the most damage. It's going to do a lot of economic damage. It already has begun here in New Hampshire. We are now finishing our first week of no eating inside restaurants, no going inside bars. And many of these bars, a local one that I go to that takes cryptocurrency here in the area, says they're only getting like 4 to 5 orders a day. So people obviously still need to eat, but what's happening, I think, is that, you know, there's a chance they're losing their jobs real soon, so they're not going to be going out to eat. They're not going to be going out to take out. They're not going to order on from these local businesses when they could just go and get some cheap food from the grocery store. And
well, maybe you can.
There's plenty of food in the grocery stores here. Now, I don't know about New York City. I imagine it's a nightmare in big cities like that to try to find some food in the grocery store. But I've been to local grocers over the last week. I went to one of them yesterday, and there was plenty of food on the shelves there. So that's
so
not a problem.
It's not just food on the shelves. Go ahead.
Manchester is a little bit different.
Okay.
So I was talking to one of my, I have a regular job aside, you know, from this, and I was talking to one of my customers because he buys a lot of, like, prepared food, right? And I was like, with all the
meaning
restaurants.
Going to restaurants?
Going to restaurants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's a trucker, so he's on the road
a
lot. So truck stop, whatever, diners, you know, whatever, takeout places. Like, so with all the restaurants closed, like, what are you doing for food? Because obviously you don't have, like, you know, you're not preparing your own food in a kitchen. You're on the road. He's like, well, he went to, like, you know, Market Basket, the local grocery store, and using that, their prepared food section, like the delis, to get foods too.
So that's an option.
So that's an option, right? But what happens when there's a run on that? Because they don't make as much food as the restaurants do either.
Well, they're, of course, looking to hire a lot of these places. Walmarts and Amazons and grocers are looking to bring people on, and that's a good thing because there's going to be people looking for work real soon. A lot of people are already out of work. Some people still have their jobs but aren't being given hours, so, you know, what's the difference between that and being fired? It's just the hope that they'll bring you back in a few weeks. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, and we'll tell you about what's going on with the Justice Department demanding indefinite detention powers, among other things. We're seeing courtrooms closing to the public. We're seeing city council meetings closing to the public. All these government things that were used to being open to the public are now no longer.
Shady backdoor dealings are now the norm.
Yeah, so we're going to go to your calls and thoughts, though, first. Eddie's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Eddie. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to point out that everybody knows that the past swine flu and the influenza that's running around has already killed thousands more people than what the coronavirus has done. And in the same process, the government has grabbed a hold of all our freedoms.
Well, see, and that's what I'm saying. So they will claim that that's the case because they quarantine. They got to this early. They shut it down. So when those numbers don't reach swine flu or bird flu or influenza, right, they'll take credit and say it was because of the quarantine, because of the because of their actions to shut everything down, why they saved all those lives.
Right, and in the meantime, they're trying to take away your right to conceal weapon applications. They're not prosecuting criminals for burglary in Philadelphia and things like that. So, you know, it's going to introduce mayhem, and then the martial law comes along.
Yeah, I mean, we're not far away from martial law at this point. I've heard that National Guardsmen have been mobilized in many states. Now, that's not technically the military, but it kind of is the military. So, like,
branch of the military.
You know, where do you draw the lines here? Go ahead.
Let's hope that the National Guard, or most of them are people just like me and you. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's the case.
Most of them are going to do what they're told.
Yep. I had a friend of mine when he was younger than me. And he had just joined the National Guard, and I was, you know, the freedom-minded individual.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what happens when you're standing across from me? Because you're going to be fighting for the state. I'm going to be fighting for my freedom. Like, are you going to fire on me? And his answer was, if they order me to.
Yeah, that's what they'll do.
That's what they'll
do. Eddie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your concerns. Appreciate your thoughts. Let's talk to Chris. He's in Georgia. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
How are you guys?
Good. You're on the air.
Good evening. I'm a truck driver.
Thank you.
And I've realized that there's a lot of good sentiment, and there's a lot of nice things that people realize that all the truck drivers are bringing the goods to the shelf. But out here on the road, we're losing our, we don't have like human level treatment at either end of our job.
What do you mean by
that?
We
can't use indoor bathrooms at the shipping centers.
They're keeping you out because you're not an employee?
Wait, you can't even go if you're going. Hold on. Are you saying if you're going to like a warehouse to move to get some freight, they won't even let you in to use the bathroom?
Yeah, exactly.
That's ridiculous.
At Pepsi Cola in Indianapolis, they have three portable outhouses. Now,
wow.
A portable outhouse only serves 10 persons per day. So that means that they're only expecting 30 people to show up. And there's me and 150 other truck drivers that are bringing goods in and out per 24-hour cycle. They only clean these things every at least once a week.
Jesus.
Wow.
We're losing our right to be treated like human beings. On one end, we're being recognized because we're still out here on the road. Whenever
you guys are doing the work that it's going to take to keep people fed. I mean, you guys are real American heroes, and so I want to say thank you for your service. What about the truck stops? Are they still letting you use the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay.
Bathroom shower. Yes.
Good.
I would say strike and shut it all down until you start getting treated with respect.
No.
Well, then they'll be looked at as the enemy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's also there's a lot of fresh young immigrants who don't have the same mentality who would gladly jump up and take
the job.
Better paying job.
Well, then what I would do is I'd be like, well, look, if you guys won't let me use the bathroom, I'll just go right over here outside, you know, just go buy a building.
Then you're on the sex offender registry when they call the cops for indecent exposure.
They have cameraed up at every place across the nation.
I bet.
That's food safety.
Chris, thanks for sharing the frustration with us tonight, man. I appreciate your efforts. I appreciate you being out there, man. Thank you for the call. And feel free to, you know, call us again anytime there's an update from on the road. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. That's Chris. He's a trucker, professional driver, calling us from Georgia. You can dial in here toll-free as well. Our number's 855-450-FREE. Let the man in. Let him go. Let him go to the bathroom. It's just, you know, if you're worried about it, then bring in the Lysol afterwards, okay? It's Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump says the state's hardest hit from the coronavirus will be getting immediate help.
We have large quantities of medical equipment and supplies on the way based on all of this to those states, including respirators, surgical masks and gowns, face shields, coveralls, and gloves, with large quantities already delivered to Washington and to New York. In addition to large quantities of supplies, I've also directed FEMA to supply 4 large federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for New York, 8 large federal medical stations with 2,000 beds for California, and 3 large federal medical stations and 4 small federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for the state of Washington. The supplies en route to California and New York will be delivered within the next 48 hours.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, dial in toll free. You can share your thoughts with us. We're here live on Sunday, as we always are. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Would you like more businesses accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, with AnyPay, you can earn passive income now for helping local businesses get set up with crypto acceptance through AnyPay. What you do is you download the AnyPay Cash Register app on your device, set it up for yourself, put in your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the back end, test it out, try it out, see what it's like, get a feel for how the thing works, and then when you're comfortable with it, you can install it at a real-life business and let AnyPay know what you did, and then you get a financial incentive after that. You get paid every time somebody spends Bitcoin Cash or Dash at the business you set up. But you got to let them know that you did it over at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPay, I-N-C. AnyPayInc.com. We go back to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, the Justice Department looking for more power to so-called fight coronavirus. Huh? How exactly is the Justice Department going to fight coronavirus? It's just a raw power grab. We'll tell you about what they're doing. But first, Randy in Indiana, listening to WCSI in Columbus. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, appreciate you guys broadcast.
Sure.
I haven't heard, I'll just be honest here, I haven't heard anybody, maybe I don't tune in all the time on Sunday evening here, but I haven't heard anybody talking like you guys. It's just really refreshing.
Thank you. Yeah, I imagine most people are saying, do what you're told, hunker down,
right.
Obey.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, listen, keep up the good work. And if I wanted to contribute to you guys' broadcast, I'm sure it costs money. How would I do that?
You could join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We have a $5 a month thing. You can do credit card or PayPal. I appreciate you being out there. Randy, tell me, though, what are you experiencing there in Indiana? I mean, what's happening around you?
It sounds the same. We're there. I mean, we just went, got in a car and drove around, and streets are bare. Nobody on the streets. I saw a guy with two of his boys out walking on the sidewalk. It's just like a ghost town around here. I mean, just probably like everywhere else. But
do they have the same restrictions on restaurants and bars? You can't go out to eat anymore?
Oh, yeah.
And also, let's see, what else did they do in a lot of places? Are there any curfews or anything like that, or have you guys not seen that yet?
We haven't seen that yet. I'm just waiting. That's what I thought, actually, President Trump was going to say this afternoon was, you know, something like the whole country now is on lockdown and the National Guard's going to enforce this. Mm-hmm. I have heard where somebody, it was my daughter yesterday, actually said that they're only going to allow, like, at Sam's Club, 10 people in at a time.
That's ridiculous.
They're going to enforce it. The police are going to enforce it.
Wow.
You could social distance between an aisle in Sam's Club.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Although that's not unheard of. I forget which state it was, but they were saying that I think it was Massachusetts, actually. When Massachusetts put in their 25-person gathering limit, the governor actually had the gall to claim that it would apply to businesses, which at a store like Sam's Club, you've got at least 25 people working in the store.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just absolutely absurd. And it ignores the individual's volition and the right to make a decision for yourself. If I want to take a risk and go out and be around other people, I should be free to take that risk, and so should everyone else. But it's just so sad to see people so cowed and so obedient to authority, so-called authority. These are just other human beings wearing fancy badges and costumes and hats. And what do they really know anyway? They're a bunch of politicians. They're lying. They're scum. Most people would generally understand that when a politician's lips are moving, they're lying. What makes them think that all of a sudden they're telling the truth now?
Well, you know, Greg Pence is Mike Pence's brother here, and he's actually the representative for our 6th district here in Columbus. And every report I see from him, in fact, I'm a veteran, and I contacted him the other day. I doubt whether I'll ever hear back from him. He's just part of the problem. He's part of the swamp, just like all the rest of them.
Yep.
I hate to say that, but it's true. Listen, let me just make a couple comments real quick. I'll be off.
Yeah, sure.
I think I had this virus back in December.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have bronchitis, which is an underlying condition. I had pain in my chest, persistent cough that lasted for 4 weeks. I had fever. Mm-hmm. And since it was a virus, you know, there's nothing, you can just kind of have to ride it out. But 5 weeks later after it, I got better. But just a couple comments. Bill Gates talked about this a virus to come back at a forum 5 years ago. I saw that on YouTube. I don't know if you guys have heard about it. I don't know what it is, if there's much truth to it.
I've seen a headline on a conspiracy site. That's about it.
Yeah, anyway, but from a religious viewpoint, I told your call screener, I was going to throw this in here. I've been studying prophecy for about 35 years. Used to be a minister, not active minister anymore, but Matthew 24 speaks of pestilences in the last days. And that word pestilence in the King James Version means diseases. And, you know, I thought, we can't go here, we can't do that, you can't do this. I mean, constitutional malfeasance, it's just all it is. But what happens when they tell us, okay, you have to take this mark of the beast to buy or sell? I think people are just going to fall for it. They'll just fall in lockstep just like they do now. And I think that day's coming. I think it's nearer than we think. But
Randy, I want to thank you for your call and thoughts tonight. Welcome to the show. Hope to hear from you again. Thank you. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, I may not subscribe to the same religious beliefs as Randy, but they're definitely pushing getting away from cash as far as, you know, spending in the marketplace.
That's the end goal here. I've seen ridiculous articles of, the coronavirus is spread through cash. I'm like, this is not news. How is this different than any other microorganism?
It's
like,
not.
This is just a ridiculous.
It's not. It's just another.
They're just making it sound more deadly than all those other microorganisms.
And they want you to believe that it's more deadly. And the numbers that they're promoting make it sound like it's more deadly for elderly people. But how can you really believe what the government says anyway? But even the numbers they are promoting still aren't even anywhere near what the flu kills every single year in just the United States. Like, globally, coronavirus hasn't even come close to reaching flu numbers in the United States. Of course, the other conspiracy is that, oh, well, the government's trying to keep the numbers low to keep people from panicking.
Maybe.
So, who knows what the actual truth is?
Locking everyone in their house to let them worry about it all day is not a great way to keep people from panicking.
That's also a health
great way
detriment.
To induce the panic. Yeah, yeah.
Being locked in your home.
For multiple reasons,
right,
yes.
Helping your immune system, right? Vitamin C, vitamin D.
Got to go out, get some sunlight.
Got to go out and get some sunlight.
Yeah.
Right? Going out, get you exercise.
Yep.
Gyms are closed. Our residence gym at my facility is closed, so I haven't gone to work out in a few days.
Are they going
to
give you a rent credit for that?
I thought about asking for it. I'm not making waves at this point.
Speaking of going out for exercise, go ahead with the.
Oh, I was going to say, but that's the thing. But exercise, right? Exercise, vitamins, a healthy diet is good for your immune system. Being locked in the house, not getting exercise, not getting sunlight, eating whatever, packaged food you got at the off the grocery store, shelf for the lockdown, right? Probably not the best thing for your health. And that's what they're advocating for. They're advocating on you being unhealthy through this epidemic or pandemic or whatever you want to call it. And it's not wise to take that advice if you want to be healthy through it.
Right.
You got to go out and exercise.
So apparently the mayor of New York, de Blasio, was speaking today. And in one of our local Telegram chat rooms where activists kind of, chat about things here in Keene, one of our guys says he's watching de Blasio live. It's surreal. Quote, when we're saying you can go out for some exercise, we're not saying you can linger. And we're going to enforce this new reality. So in the lockdown states like New York and New Jersey, one of the reasons you're allowed to go outside besides to go to the store and to, do some sort of an emergency thing or whatever is to get exercise.
Yeah.
But now he's saying you can't linger.
So you rest set
so
after your mile.
So there's a cop who's going to look at you and be like, this speed of walking is exercise, and this speed of walking is lingering.
You're resting for too long. You've gone one direction. You're taking a break, chatting with a guy on the other side of his fence. Illegal. You're going to jail.
Ridiculous. Nonsense.
Yeah, it's really, really scary stuff. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And then there's also this social ostracism going on. This quarantine. What do they call it? Quarantine. I forget. We'll find it later. But people who are in favor of the
quarantine
government.
Shaming?
Yeah, that's it. Quarantine shaming. Are shaming those who are like, I just want to go and live like I used to. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the show. You dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian,
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy in a few taps. You'll be able to spend, store, earn, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. With the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DIVIProject.org. Here is the story that I wanted to share with you last night, but which there's just so much to cover with this COVID-19 coronavirus insanity crackdown on our freedoms, and it's not getting better over time, at least not over the last few weeks.
That's the interesting part. There's a lot of stories covering the implications of the virus now. It's less like how damaging the virus could be and what
the reaction,
the state's response to it, and how that affects the people.
Yep. And here's the latest. This from Reason.com, citing Politico, reporting the Justice Department is using COVID-19, the outbreak, to press for sweeping new powers that include being able to detain Americans indefinitely without trial. The department is asking Congress to allow the U.S. Attorney General to ask courts to suspend court proceedings. These include, quote, any statutes or rules of procedure otherwise affecting pre-arrest, post-arrest, pretrial, trial, and post-trial procedures in criminal and juvenile proceedings and all civil process and proceedings. Unquote, reports Betsy Woodruff Swan, citing DOJ documents presented to Congress. In other words, the Justice Department would be able to postpone trials, hearings, and other procedural steps that follow an arrest. That represents a potentially huge violation of the constitutional right to a speedy trial. Now, I will add this, that here in New Hampshire, they've already canceled the next 2 months of jury trials. So, if you had a trial you were expecting to happen this month or next month, sorry.
Yeah, I wonder what that'll do for plea deals for misdemeanors.
Meaning you think that will increase the plea deals?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because
if you already did the time.
Well, most people aren't even going to be. Most people take plea deals already. Because I go out and I do jury outreach here in Keene every single month. It's some of the activism I've been doing for the last decade here. And it's more like 4 or 3 months out of the year that they actually have jury trials.
Okay.
Most months, they just don't have anyone going to trial.
So, fortunately, I don't have any experience with the New Hampshire justice system yet. Hopefully that'll stay.
That's good.
But my experience with the Hawaii system, where I moved from, the way that they get around the speedy trial requirement is the court-appointed public attorney at the public defender's office is always booked, right? So you go in for your arraignment, and you go like, no, not guilty. I want my attorney. You can't even get an appointment with the public defender's office until after your speedy trial mandate.
Wow. So you have to waive the speedy trial?
So you either waive the speedy trial or you have to show up on the court date and handle it yourself.
Your own attorney or do it yourself.
Or do it yourself.
Yeah.
So everyone who wants the public defender waives the speedy trial mandate to get the appointment. And then everything gets pushed out further from there.
So they've already put in restrictions here in New Hampshire as far as pushing trials back. Now, of course, they're going to tell you that a speedy trial means at least 6 months. There's not any such thing as like an actual speedy trial. Usually, even if you've been waiting for 8 months, they're usually like, yeah, that's speedy. That's fine. But now they're talking about completely just getting away from that entirely here. The powers would apply, quote, whenever the district court is fully or partially closed by virtue of any natural disaster, civil disobedience, or other emergency situation, she writes, and would remain in place, quote, for 1 year following the end of the national emergency. So anytime they have a national emergency, they can go into this mode of basically suspending all your so-called constitutional rights.
And if a cold is a national emergency, they can just declare a national emergency whenever they want.
Right.
And then Congress will renew the National Emergency Act year upon year.
Which they do anyway. Right. We're under a state of emergency in the United States, according to them, for probably as long as we've all been alive and our grandparents, because they constantly declare states of emergency, and they never undeclare them.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it's just a perpetual state of emergency in which you never get your rights back.
By the way, there was also another story about the local folks here in New Hampshire who had challenged in court the governor's ban on over 50 people gathering in one place. They ended up losing that trial. I think it was a district court or superior court level here in New Hampshire. But one of the interesting notes on that story was the trial was not open to the public. It was supposedly broadcast available online because the News Channel 9, which is WMUR in Manchester, was able to view it through that whatever means it was that they used. So there was some sort of way that the news media was able to watch it. But I don't know if the average person could go and access
like some
that
sort of
feed.
Closed circuit feed.
I don't know. I don't know. And I don't think that would hold up either. If you're trying to tell me that now all of a sudden what used to be a public trial, meaning that anyone from the public could go in there and sit down and watch, that it's now public because it's being broadcast on the internet. What about people who don't have internet access?
Well, if it's a TV station, then maybe they should broadcast that publicly as well, right? Like,
they're not going to do that. It's not their responsibility.
Right.
But what about people who don't have the internet? What about people who are too poor?
Sorry,
right?
Get with the times.
Well, that's the thing. I think that there's a discrimination, you know, lawsuit waiting to happen there.
Yeah, there's not really economic discrimination. I think you have an argument for public trial that it has to be actually public, not just broadcast.
Yeah.
But there's no such thing legally as economic discrimination.
Well, even
I don't disagree with that.
Even a lot of public notices, right, the requirement is publish it in the local newspaper, right, which is a paid-for service. So if you don't subscribe to the newspaper or you don't want to purchase the newspaper, then you miss out
you
on public
them.
Notice.
Well, usually they have to post them in another place, don't they, like on like a poster board or something at
do
City
they?
Hall?
Okay.
I don't know. Could
I don't
be.
Know.
It probably differs by the state. But perhaps the Justice Department is attempting to find out whether there are any libertarians in a pandemic. The right to see a judge and seek release from detention after an arrest, known as habeas corpus in legal land, is one of the fundamental building blocks of a democratic society, one in which the state cannot deprive individuals of their freedom. freedom without due process. The times in American history when that right has been suspended or circumvented are some of the darkest. We should not be seeking to repeat them. Scott Bullock, president, general counsel for the Institute for Justice, a libertarian law firm, says, quote, the DOJ proposal is deeply troubling and would raise a whole host of constitutional concerns. History demonstrates again and again that governments use a crisis to expand power and violate vital constitutional principles. And when the supposed emergency is over, the expanded powers often become permanent. And this is a refrain that we're going to come back to again and again. Ron Paul pointed out in his article this week about the what he called the coronavirus hoax, which he wasn't saying the virus was a fake. He was just saying that the government's using it as an excuse to expand their powers.
Absolutely.
And they definitely are. Clark Neely, vice president at Cato Institute, says the Justice Department should not be trusted with more expansive powers. Quote, if history is any indication, it's a near certainty these powers will be abused and that the DOJ will try to hide those abuses when they occur. This is simply not an agency that has earned the kind of trust implied by these requests for increased authority and discretion. Unquote.
And with no pushback, it becomes the new norm.
That's right.
Within a couple of years, people just assume that it's always been that way, and on we go.
It's also unclear how allowing indefinite detention would help fight the coronavirus outbreak. It seems more likely the DOJ is learning from members of Congress and the president that the crisis provides it a convenient excuse to ask for things it already wanted in the first place. Representative Justin Amash wrote on Twitter that Congress must loudly reply no. So we will see what goes on here, and it's hard to be optimistic in this circumstance.
And Congress isn't going to reply no. They're going to pass a bill and sneak in their special programs and, was it pork belly stuff, is that the term, and pass that too, right? It's just more stuff for them, less freedom for the individual, and the cycle continues.
Yep. And where is this all going to end up? What's this society going to look like 3, 6, 9 months from now, a year from now? I don't know. And it's frustrating because, you know, to look around and see how people are behaving, so obedient, doing exactly what they're told, shutting down their businesses, just destroying their livelihoods.
That's bizarre, too, right? Because if you shut down, you're going to end up selling or going bankrupt.
Right.
If you're, especially if you're a liberty-oriented business. Right. This is a chance to protest that. Stay open. Make them shut you down. Right.
In some cases, they will. We read a story last night in Cincinnati about a bar that restaurant bar that had stayed open. They got raided, multiple arrests, and then the cops came out with a construction guy and told him to board up the windows, board up the doors,
break it down.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Well, because the point is, like, if you're going to lose your business anyway because you don't have any revenue coming
in, you might as well do it the hard way.
Yeah, why not let them make you go out of business?
Yeah.
Make a show out of it. Have plenty of cameras around.
Take a stand.
Yeah. The toll-free number here is 855-450 Free Like Freedom. Hour number two is next. You can join us on the radio.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.